Chapter 1. My Secret Dream. Okay, it's only a visa bill. It's just a piece of paper with a few numbers. I mustn't panic. I put the envelope back on my desk and look out of the office window. Anyway, I know that it will be about £200, maybe £300. But no more than £350. What have I bought this month? I close my eyes and think. That jacket and skirt and jigsaw. But they were in the sale, so I was really saving money. There was dinner with Suze and that beautiful lamp. Wait, the lamp was £200, but it's wonderful. Everyone loves it. Well, Suze does. Shall I tell you my secret dream? I read this story in the newspaper and I loved it. Two people each got the other person's visa bill. Then they both paid the other person's bill without checking. My secret dream is that the same thing will happen to me. A woman on the other side of the country will get my enormous visa bill, and I'll get her bill for a little bit of cat food. I'll pay it, of course. At the next desk, Claire Edwards is putting her letters into two tidy piles. One pile says, "Do now," and the other says, "Do later." I really don't like Claire Edwards. She looks at me.
"Okay, Becky."
"Fine," I say. "I'm just reading a letter." I quickly open the envelope and pull out the visa bill. Claire is watching me. There are lots of names. Thornton's Chocolates, W.H. Smith, Bella Pasta, Lucio's Cafe, Next, Millet's. Wait, I never go to Millet's. It sells things for walking and going to the mountains. I've never been to Millet's, I say loudly. Someone has used my visa card. Claire is still watching me. "Yes, you have," she says. "You bought Michael's leaving present in Millet's." I stare at her. She's right. Everyone in the office put some money in an envelope for Michael's leaving present. Then I bought his present in Millet's and paid for it with my Visa card. I look back at the bill in my hand. I suddenly see the number at the bottom of the page. £949.63. I push the letter quickly back into the envelope and turn to my computer. I can feel Claire's eyes still on me. "The account is best for savers with more than £5,000, I write. "This is my job. I'm a journalist on a money magazine. I tell other people about looking after their money. Of course, I wanted a job on a magazine like Vogue or on a newspaper, but I couldn't get one. After 3 years, I still don't know anything about looking after money. School children know more about it than me." After lunch, my boss, Philip, comes to my desk. He's smiling.
"Can we talk?"
he whispers. "This is brilliant. I'm sure that he's going to talk to me about money. He pays Claire more than me, and he's decided that this isn't right." I follow him to his desk. I've already started thinking about the money. I saw some nice black shoes yesterday. Maybe I'll go on holiday too, and I can pay my horrible visa bill. Becky, there's a press conference this afternoon, Philip is saying, at Brandon Communications. The black shoes are suddenly gone. I'm not getting more money. I'm just going to a press conference to listen to boring bankers. So why did Philip whisper and smile like that? Before the press conference, I buy a newspaper, the Financial Times. Only very clever people read it, so if you want to look clever, you should always carry one. I'm just passing the Denny and George shop when I see the word sale. I stop to look, and there's the most beautiful grey-blue scarf in the window. Denny and George never have sales. I hurry inside. This is the last one like it, the assistant says, showing me the scarf. I'll have it, I say quickly, and open my bag to get my Visa card. But it's not there. I've left it at the office. I start to panic. The assistant is already putting the scarf into a beautiful dark green Denny and George box. I'm really sorry. I've left my Visa card at the office, I say. Can you keep the scarf for me? We close at 6 o'clock, she says. I'll come back before 6, I say. It'll be fine. I have 3 hours. I'll leave the press conference as early as I can, hurry to the office to get my card, and come back for the scarf. There are a lot of people at the conference. I can see my friend Ellie on the other side of the room and move towards her. Becky, nice to see you, a voice says. I look up. It's Luke Brandon, head of Brandon Communications, staring at me. I've only met him a few times, and I always feel a bit uncomfortable with him. First, he's really clever. He started his own business. Brandon Communications works with banks and other businesses and tells journalists and other people about them. Second, he always stares at me at press conferences. It's like he knows that I'm thinking about shopping, not listening to boring bankers. This is Alicia, Luke is saying to me. Becky's from Successful Saving, he tells Alicia. Hi, says Alicia coldly. So, what do you think about today's news? What's she talking about? I really don't know, so I wait a little. People think that the same thing might happen to Flagstaff Life. Do you agree? She says. It's difficult to say, I reply. Luke Brandon is staring at me. He knows that I haven't heard today's news. Excuse me, I really need to speak to someone, I say quickly. Alicia turns away.
SBG are buying Rutland Bank, Luke whispers.
I know, I say, and hurry towards Ellie. When the conference starts, Ellie and I sit together at the back. At the front of the room, one person after another gets up to speak. It's boring, and anyway, I don't really have to listen. I can read about it later from the information. I start drawing flowers down the side of my notebook. Next to me, Ellie is looking at her phone. Will this conference ever finish? I must get back to Denny and George by 6 o'clock. I begin to panic. Then, I have a brilliant idea. I can pay for the scarf with cash. I've got the money for for Michael's leaving present in my bag. I only need another £20.
Can you lend me £20?
I whisper to Ellie.
No, I haven't even got £1.
She whispers back.
Can I borrow your Visa card?
I whisper.
Sorry, it doesn't work. They've stopped it,
she says.
But I just need £20,
I say, much louder than I planned to.
What do you need £20 for?
Says Luke Brandon.
I think quickly.
My aunt, I say. She's in hospital. And I want to get her a present. Everyone in the room is listening. Then Luke Brandon takes £20 out of his jacket and gives it to a man near him. The man passes it to a woman behind him, and she passes it to someone behind her. When it gets to me, everyone is staring. I feel my face go very red.
Thanks, I say to Luke. I'll pay you back.
No problem, says Luke. I hope that your aunt gets better soon.
Finally, the conference is finished, and I hurry as fast as I can to the shop. The shop assistant smiles when she sees me.
Hi,
she says. It's waiting for you. I count the money and give it to her. She gives me a beautiful dark green bag. I walk out of the shop in a dream. I've got it. I've got a Denny and George scarf. I don't think that I've ever felt so happy.
Becky,
says a man's voice. Luke Brandon is standing in front of me.
Did you get your aunt's present all right?
Yes, I say. I bought her a scarf.
You have a very lucky aunt,
he says, looking at the expensive dark green Denny and George bag. I can't really speak, so I just move my head.
Well, she's lucky to have you,
says Luke. I watch him walk away. Does he know that it isn't true? I don't even have an aunt.